And coming up in just a couple of days, on Monday, April 25th, the North Carolina General Assembly is back in session for the first time this year, although there have already been a couple of special sessions that have made the news to a certain degree. Greg Meyer is the State House Representative from Chapel Hill, who's laughing at me right now because of the understatement of the year. But he joins us now in the studio with a preview of what is likely to come when the General Assembly is back in session on Monday, particularly with respect to House Bill 2. Greg, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
And has there been, we got to talk about House Bill 2 because it's been all of the talk of North Carolina and really beyond, unfortunately, for the last month. Everyone is talking about it. There's this groundswell of opposition to it within the state and without the state. Do you see any movement on it from the people in the General Assembly who supported this bill in the first place?
Well, I'll be interested to see what people are saying behind closed doors when we get there on Monday. Certainly the public face of the Republican leadership has continued to just double down on their support of the bill, including numerous comments that were made today by the leadership of the House and the Senate and the governor, all objecting to President Obama speaking about the bill. So I don't know that there's going to be a wholesale turn around on House Bill 2. I think that many of the rank and file Republican members probably are getting a beating at home about the economic impact, and we'll see if that means that they try to look for any type of compromise.
In terms of the economic impact, the Republicans who have supported this bill or pushed for it or voted for it last month, do they represent communities that are feeling an economic impact? Because it seems like most of the boycotts and the cancellations have been in districts that are already represented by Democrats anyway.
Well, remember that our biggest counties, including Wake, Mecklenburg, and Guilford, all have split delegations. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, to the extent that the bill is hurting economic development because of major corporations and where they're invested or touring bans or, you know, whatever it is, those are the areas that are the most hurt. So in all three of those counties and multiple other places around the state where you have both Democrats and Republicans in the legislature representing those counties, I'm sure they're getting an earful.
Mm-hmm. Do you see to an extent it is a boycott, but it's larger than that. It's this sort of notion that I think is just sort of general now across a lot of the country that North Carolina is just, for this reason, persona non grata, and we're just not going to even consider going there in the first place, whether it is we're scheduling a conference or we're planning a business expansion or we're thinking about moving there, we're thinking about traveling there. There's just a lot of people that are just quietly scratching North Carolina off their list. Do you see that working in terms of getting movement on this bill down the road?
I mean, the real shame of this is that the lingering impact is going to go beyond, you know, us fixing the bill. Even if we got a full repeal next week, it's going to be 10 or 15 years until our reputation is back. What I hope is that we're going to introduce a full repeal bill on Monday. I'm one of the co-sponsors of that bill. There actually probably will be a couple of different plans floated for how to repeal or amend the bill. What I hope is that we'll find some willing Republican colleagues who will help us put together some type of package that we can agree upon, and then that they will really get enough groundswell within their caucus that they'll push their leadership to move on it. But that's the chances of that happening are probably pretty thin.
We're speaking with Greg Meyer, by the way, State House Representative from Chapel Hill. What have you been hearing from constituents, from people inside and outside of North Carolina?
Well, the local response is overwhelmingly negative towards the new law. So I've only received maybe two or three emails from constituents who tell me that they're supporting HB 2 and disagree with my public stand against it. To me, what's overwhelming is it has literally come up in every conversation that I've had since the bill has passed, whether that's in the grocery store or I just came back from a trip to Chicago and was with people from all over the country at a meeting in Chicago, and every single person wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. And I know I'm not the only person who's experienced this, but just sort of being in restaurants and coffee shops and in the grocery store and on the street and on the sidewalks, and you overhear conversations. It's everyone in North Carolina is talking about this. And really, and there's an extent to which I suppose there's one bit of silver lining is that people are really starting to wrap their minds around issues like the issues about transgender people and what do they do when it comes to bathrooms. And what do they face on a daily basis that people just never even considered before, and now they're really starting to think about it. So I guess that's one good thing if we want to.
The new law is horrible, but I find a few silver linings in it. I mean, another silver lining is there's a lot of young people involved with politics this year because it's a presidential election year.
Yes.
Well, now a lot of those young people in North Carolina know the name of their state representative or state senator and whether they voted for House Bill 2 or not. So somebody who thought that the presidential race was where they were really most invested and that that was the person who was going to be the most helpful to changing laws that were going to impact your personal life, they've realized that you better pay attention to your elected officials all the way down the ticket.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking with Greg Meyer, State House Representative from Chapel Hill. What do you expect to happen on Monday? Is it too early to even guess?
I expect there will be thousands of protesters both supporting and opposing the bill. And to me, the biggest question is how much disruption that causes of legislative business and whether or not that those disruptions either force the issue to come up for a real debate or whether that results in the Republican leadership shutting down debate and actually pushing them further back into the corner that they've already painted themselves into.
I know you've spoken with Democrats because you're co-sponsoring this repeal bill that's going to be introduced on Monday. Have you spoken with any Republicans?
I have not spoken with any Republicans about the bill since it passed. I'll be honest with the listeners of WCHL. I haven't been in much of a mood to speak to my Republican colleagues.
So other than getting in touch with their state reps and their state senators and calling the governor's office and try to get movement in the General Assembly on a full repeal or a partial repeal or significant changes to this law, what else can people do to fight back if they're opposed to what's going on?
Well, I mean, people can certainly come down and join in the public displays of opinion on next Monday and throughout the whole legislative session. Come down and have your voice heard on this or any other issue. Being present makes a difference. I think that I've had a lot of people ask me about not just our local races, but what about statewide races? Are there places where someone could volunteer or make donations to support a candidate who has the chance to beat someone who voted for House Bill 2? And I'm very supportive of those efforts because I really believe that this is going to be a major issue in the fall election. And that if you're upset and you want to change this, you have to look at the whole playing field and figure out how do we shift the balance of power.
And this is a case where it's so important for the fall election and people are talking about it so much that there were candidates who were running unopposed in November that now potentially face challengers, even if they're just write-in challengers, because people are so up in arms about this.
There are districts where I'm currently spending time trying to recruit someone that you can get on as an unaffiliated candidate through a petition campaign. If you do that, but within the next couple months. And so, there are a few places where we're trying to work with people who are going to launch that type of petition campaign to get on the ballot, which would be great, there's an openly gay and married former military officer who's looking at a seat in Mecklenburg County, for instance. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd love to help that person get on the ballot. Let's do it.
Well, again, the General Assembly is back in session on Monday. Of course, House Bill 2 is going to be discussed a little bit. There will be bills to tweak it. Do you expect? I've been saying that Governor McCrory came out 2 weeks ago with his executive order calling for the repeal of that one part of the bill at the end of Part 3 and to allow people to sue in state court again if they experience discrimination. And I just sort of assumed when I heard that bill was going to be introduced and that was going to get significant support. But do you think I'm right about that? Or is it more likely that there just won't be anything?
I think that's the most likely piece of the bill to get amended, and that could get done in its own bill, or it could be brought up in another bill and just to strike that section of the new law. That was probably the biggest example of overreach in the bill.
And before we let you go, that's one issue that the General Assembly is going to have to deal with in the short session. You've also got a budget to deal with. Governor McCrory just released his budget for this year. Obviously, Republicans and Democrats in the GA are going to release their own House and Senate. We've got teacher salaries to talk about. We've got a 3%. Is it a bonus now that Governor McCrory is calling for and not
That's
an actual
right.
raise with Republicans in the General Assembly and Democrats fighting about that? What else can we expect to happen in the short? I've got to put short in quotation marks now in the session this year.
Well, the leadership has said publicly on several occasions that they want this to be a truly short session.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard multiple Republicans say that they've been told that they're not supposed to introduce any controversial bills because they don't want the session to drag on very long or cause any major problems in an election year. But that said, there are some very powerful Republicans who are retiring who I wonder if they're not going to leave without a swan song of some major proposal like a taxpayer bill of rights or a bill that would reallocate the funding from public schools to charter schools. I think there are some things that are going to come up that will deserve a little bit of attention.
All right, we'll see. General Assembly is back in session on Monday the 25th. Greg Meyer, State House Representative for Chapel Hill. We're all pulling for you next week. It's going to be tough. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thanks.